Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guests are three architects and designers from White & Company in Darien, Illinois, who are winners of the 2012 Vision Awards. Guys, how you doing?
Terrific. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Great to have you with us. This morning, we have Kevin Havens, who's the design director at the firm, Craig Sitka, project manager, and Julie Alton, the interior designer on the project. And we're talking about the project you entered for the Vision Awards, which won the grand prize, which means not only was it the category winner in education, but it was also the grand prize winner, which was picked over all other categories. And you win $4,000 as part of that, plus recognition. And we've run this project in our April issue. Thank you very much for entering it. Let me just ask for our audience's sake first, Kevin, if you would, tell us a little bit about your firm.
Sure. White & Company is an integrated delivery firm, and what that means is that we practice not only architecture and interior design, but also all the engineering disciplines that go along with buildings, such as structural, mechanical, environmental work. In addition to that, we also have a construction arm in our company, so we can do a full design, build, delivery of a project. So it's not always the case, and in the example of Naperville Central High School, we did design the facility, but we were not the builders of the final project. So we can work in various combinations. So we've been around since 1939, and have always practiced an integrated philosophy that the various disciplines that go into the design of a building are best when they're joined together and not separated out. This project would be a good example of that kind of thinking.
Do you specialize in education projects?
We do. In fact, education, both K-12 and higher ed, probably is two-thirds of our practice. So we're deeply committed and have a broad portfolio in this kind of work. We regard ourselves as being design thinkers and some cutting-edge design thoughts with regards to planning educational facilities from early childhood ages all the way through high school and then into universities as well. So it's a real specialty of ours.
Okay, and this project was in Naperville and you're in Darien. Is that very far apart?
No, it's very, very close. We're almost adjoining suburbs in the Chicago area. So it was very, very convenient. In fact, we have families that are part of the Naperville school district. So this is very near and dear to our hearts.
Now, Craig, as the project manager on that, tell us a little bit about specifically about the Naperville Central High School, if you would.
Well, the project or the high school itself was actually about a 60-year-old building that over the course of several decades had been added on with about 9 or 10 different additions, and it was kind of ad hoc, growth by accretion, I guess, if you will. And what it did is it created a very confused image of the building, projected out towards the community, as well as a really confused circulation pattern within the building itself. So one of our main charges on this particular project not only was to expand the program offerings by adding more square footage to the building, but also to straighten out a lot of those circulation paths that made it very difficult to get from one end of the building to the other. Overall, the final project was about 550,000 square feet of renovated and new construction for the project. Let's see, we are about $87.9 million all in, which means hard cost as well as soft cost, fees, and so forth. And the overall image that we tried to project when we created this facility was one of a college prep environment.
Now, this is a public school, right?
This is a public school. Expectations in this particular community are very high for their students. Education is very important, and this facility was meant, and the redesign and refurbishment of the facility was meant to convey that outward towards the community.
Did you have to pull this off over the summer?
Well, really, the entire project lasted about 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
From the inception, which was a passing of a referendum, all the way through the point that we opened up the doors to the public. Now, when I say that, though, however, the design lasted about a year after getting the referendum passed, and then construction happened in a phased approach over the course of 3 summers. All while students were in the facility, so we had to work and build this facility, renovate it, and so forth, while students were actually still being delivered education.
Okay, great. All right, Julie, if you would, since you're the specialist in interior design, why don't you give us a little bit of a rundown on the finish selection?
Sure. We have quite a few different areas that we focused our concentration on. The first floor, since there's 3,000 students that walk into the school every day, we wanted to be able to make it extremely durable and as least maintenance as possible. So the majority of the flooring surface on the first floor is Altro quartz, and it provided the point loads that we needed for all the cafeteria furniture and the durability. And also we take budget, maintenance, and durability into consideration, and obviously aesthetics. And on the second and third floors, we used VCT, which mimicked the same type of patterns and that type of thing that we did on the first floor. But since it's less traffic, we felt that it would be all right to go to another material, and that was Armstrong VCT. But then the other areas that we took into consideration were the classrooms, where we put carpeting in all the classrooms, and then also the library. So the three main focuses that we used for these floor finishes.
Okay. Now, this is interesting that you picked carpet for the classrooms, because different parts of the country, there's a lot of debate around the give and take between the maintenance aspects and the acoustical aspects. Is carpet something that you normally put in classrooms as you do these kind of projects?
Well, this came up kind of in an interesting manner. We did four mock-up classrooms in the beginning of this project, and we had VCT in these mock-up classrooms. We were looking at lighting, we were looking at flooring, we were looking at function, we put white board paint on full walls with tackable surfaces, and the end result was that the clients felt that it was too sterile. They came back to us, even though their initial thought was we have to do VCT in all these classrooms, they came back to us and said, maybe we should consider carpeting.
If I can add a dimension to that, Kemp, another reason is that the furnishing system for the school was moving away from traditional classroom desks and chairs to something that was really more corporate or university-like, where rooms could be very quickly reconfigured, tables on rollers that could be pushed together for group work, chairs that would all be more office-like rather than classroom-like to change configuration quickly. This is part of the educational philosophy that drove much of the design, and carpet was the better solution for the classrooms, hands down.
Okay, and was acoustical performance a factor?
Always. In classrooms, they say one of the best ways students learn is through acoustics, so it's absolutely a consideration.
Okay, great, Julie. To talk a little bit specifically about the carpet, I'm sure this was probably a low-nap loop carpet.
It's by Tandis, and we took a little bit different approach. We did what I consider a semi-custom, whereas we took their standard pattern, and then we used their standard yarns, and then we just put in different colors into different spots within their existing pattern. And this is a nice way to keep the cost down, but you get a really unique look that will work well for your scenario.
Okay, and then one last question before we run out of time. This project's been done now for a little while, and is everyone pleased with the performance of the space?
Absolutely.
I think from top to bottom, the community has been extremely supportive, actually before, during, even after the project. We continue to receive a great deal of feedback from community members at events that we participate in the community, as well as whenever we're at the school, that acknowledge the fact that it has made all the difference to them and for their kids as they're moving towards the future.
Okay, great, guys. I appreciate it. Again, we've been talking to three of the core professionals that were involved with the Naperville Central High School addition and renovation in Naperville, Illinois, with White & Company out of Darien, Illinois, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.